the Today FM Breakfast podcast sounds great everywhere you are in Australia. And now you can discover your own backyard for less with the Qantas Australia-wide sale. Book by 11th of Feb at Qantas.com or visit your travel agent. T's and C's apply.
Hello, podcast. Oh, my God.
Hello, podcast. We had a great show. Passing out at the gynecologists was discussed.
Mm.
There's
a lot going on.
We got what else happened?
A clue for the 50K.
The clue is...
Installation is the key.
Yeah.
Grant told a story about his crazy wife. She's crazy.
Yeah, but he keeps putting her in it.
Yeah.
You're crazy. You know, and she would argue...
They're both pretty crazy.
I've got three kids.
Crazies marry crazies.
She did literally risk her life, though. Yeah.
Grant's in the bathroom at the moment, which is why we can talk about it.
Have a nice show.
Lay you.
Not just a brand new day, a brand new week. Happy Monday, Sydney. Welcome to Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London. Are we well, guys? Are we good?
With that beautiful weather over the weekend. I was at the beach half of yesterday with my new beach tent.
What's
so
a beach
chic.
A little beach shade tent. Sort of
Yeah, but
erection.
it's like this. So it's like just like a teepee. They're fashionable now. Byron Bay Beach, something or other. Everyone's got them in Bronte and Bondi.
Why am I going to the beach if I'm going to be in a tent?
Yeah. Because you don't
know. Going inside.
Because
that's
slip, slop, slap. I don't like to have direct sun because it's unhealthy. So I like to be able to go into the water and then come under the shade, read a book, eat some snacks, and also I married the whitest man alive.
Yeah, I'm that. I need like a beach hazmat suit.
Yeah. Great weekend though. How did you go? You rode some cars, didn't
you,
Granny?
Yeah, you drive cars, but I did. I rode those cars good. I did.
Good.
No, it's good to be back on the racetrack. Bathurst is always whenever you get to turn.
No one cares. Where'd you come?
Where did we come?
You knew what you came.
We came last. We got the penalty in both races.
Oh no, penalty.
Yeah, first race we were underweight, so we were disqualified.
That's my dream.
No one cares. You come last.
Oh no,
you
came last.
Come last. So
they had fun.
We love you.
We got the lap record.
How? If you came last.
Yeah. Well, we finished last.
All right.
Okay, I came
enough
last.
Of that.
People are trying to wake up. Guys, back to sleep.
This morning is the morning we could give away $50,000 with the secret sound.
How so?
We got a clue.
What time?
7:50, I believe.
Who's delivering it?
Who wants to deliver it?
We don't know yet.
This probably was an off-air chat.
One of the producers or the adjudicator will have to, because we can't be trusted with any information pertaining to this.
Speak for yourself.
We went a little too deep in car racing. We don't want to go sports heavy, but there is a rather large sporting event happening today that a lot of people all around the world will have their eyes glued to it.
Mate, Super Bowl 53. It's basically in... Okay.
Yeah, so boring.
Slowest game in the world.
Not even a good... And then Maroon 5. And like, I would tune in just for the halftime, and it's Maroon 5.
Well, that's what we're going to do this morning. For those that don't really care about what's going to happen on the field when it's not halftime, some of the great halftime performances, we're going to play them this morning, and we're going to start...
Oh, Bruno Mars, this was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl 50 from 2016, Bruno Mars and Beyoncé.
So is everyone on Rat Watch?
Because
I hate rats. I'm
gross.
I hate them.
It's bad enough having to be on cockroach watch living in Sydney because no matter how clean your apartment is, especially if you're near the ocean for some reason, there's going to be cockroaches. But rats is neck level.
This is next level. So they're saying that a billion rats.
No. Jeez.
A billion rats have been stirred up because of construction.
Permission to play the audio?
I'll go for it, mate. What is that from?
Bananas in pajamas.
Come on.
He's the neighbour, wasn't he?
Their neighbours are rats, so they've got the problem too, have they?
But
what construction are they doing?
The number one rat is Rattus from the Ferals.
Oh, good.
Rattus the rat. A Medigliana.
I don't know what any of that
is. Do you know Grant Denny? Do you know the Ferals?
Not for me.
The Ferals. Oh. What?
No.
With Medigliana and Rattus the rat.
Is that like a childhood thing, is it?
Yeah, it's on the ABC. Well, I was born in the 80s. Probably you guys were born in the 70s or something.
Yeah. When I was born, it was so long ago, we had actual rats we had to play with.
Oh.
Press them up.
I don't believe that there's a billion in Sydney.
I don't think there's a billion
200
rats
for every resident of Sydney.
That's
200
not right.
rats each.
Fake weatherman. Surely you can use some of your fake weatherman knowledge.
Why would that not be right? Because you say you'd see more of them. They're only, look, they're small. Anytime I go near a railway line ever, anywhere in Sydney, and I just see them everywhere.
You don't catch the train. What a lie that was.
I walk past it.
Trying to be relatable.
How good was that? Every time I get a train.
I sit near a train line. I didn't say I go on the train.
When you're sitting, when you're sitting
train line sometimes.
When you're sitting at the Opera House. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure there's a train at Central somewhere. They love a Porto's, and who can blame them? That's fair.
Yeah, it's fair. But you know what? Everyone's like, oh, no, there's a rat at a Porto. But it's like, well, you're eating chicken, and chickens are just as gross.
What? Don't do this. Don't.
Chickens have got feathers.
Don't get all Peter on us.
I'm not going to come saying a dirty animal is a dirty animal.
What about the size of that rat that jumped up at the Chinese restaurant on the table? That thing, you could put a saddle on it, and I could ride it in the Melbourne Cup.
Oh. Yeah, no, that
you're giving
is
Ed
a
an idea.
Fun idea. You versus Winx in a match race. They're saying that there's a lot of pest controllers coming out, and good luck. It's their time to shine.
Yeah,
that they get to get rid of rats. Get rid of rats. They've got the completely wrong way of looking at this.
What do you mean?
We don't kill the billion rats. We train them to build light rail stations.
6:15 today, FM breakfast.
If I was to tell you that straight after 7 o'clock, after Alpha Bucks, that we were going to have a guest from Married at First Sight, how would you describe them?
Ripped,
good looking,
Grant,
blue-eyed.
Bring in the V word, bro.
Virgin.
I was just trying to say that he has other things apart from the fact that he's a virgin that we can.
He ain't
about.
Been to Pleasure Town.
You're banned from Pleasure Town, aren't you? You got physically, damn. You got walked out, didn't you?
Gates are closed.
Too many Midoris for you.
No pleasure
town.
For you.
Well, who is? Oh no, no, don't get distracted. Okay. So, last night, 60 Minutes. Aussie sweetheart Bernard Tomic.
No doubt.
Aussie sweetheart.
He is a piece of...
What?
A piece of work.
All right. I am going to say this loud and proud. I'm Team Tomic.
Whoa.
What has Bernard Tomic done to other people?
On behalf of Australia, he's embarrassed us on the international scale.
He threatened Leighton Hewitt and his family.
Leighton Hewitt.
He says that. So Leighton's story is that he threatened Leighton's family. That's not the way Bernard Tomic's father. Whenever you see a tennis father, you're like, this is going to be...
They're always evil, controlling, crazy people, aren't they?
Motivators. So Bernard Tomic Sr. and Bernard Tomic were on last night on with Alison Langdon, and they were talking about the feud with Leighton Hewitt, and Tomic Sr., I thought, made an excellent point about the bullying claims.
If I bullied somebody 16 years old and threatened to him, you can't do a locked in the room, what's happened? I will be in the jail now. Who is Leighton Hewitt? Who is?
I don't get it. What does he mean?
Well, he's posed a question that I think we've all asked ourselves.
Who is Leighton Hewitt?
Who is?
One more time.
Who is Leighton Hewitt? Who is?
Makes you think. Makes you think who is Leighton Hewitt? Who is? Makes me think.
Who is Leighton Hewitt? Who is?
He's one of the most famous tennis players in Australia.
That's what you say.
To Beck.
That's what you say.
Beck Hewitt.
That's not the way
you
That's not the way Tomic Sr.
Who is Leighton Hewitt?
Yeah, great question.
Who is?
That's a great question. Turning it back on 60 Minutes.
Oh, I see what he's done there. The old switcheroo.
Now, the thing is they kept going on and on and on about how he was 16 years old. It all goes back to this thing that happened at 2010 with a Davis Cup tie versus Taiwan, where Tomic says that Leighton Hewitt came in, he was on crutches because he was injured, and he was saying, Tennis Australia is against me, and Bernard, you've got to tell me who's against me. And it all took place in this hotel room. So that's his claim. Leighton Hewitt says it didn't happen. Then they started texting each other. This is what the whole thing is about.
Mm.
Let's grab Bernard's version of events.
I was intimidated. I was harassed. That's all I'll say. I was 16 years old at a Davis Cup tie in Melbourne, Grand Hyatt. Stand by that. Further matters will be taking place.
It's just a great plug for
Grand Hyatt. Stand by. He's going to launch a rap career off that, isn't he?
It's just a great plug for Grand Hyatt in the middle. Because at the end of that sentence, all you hear is, oh, Grand Hyatt.
It's so true, because you don't know what else is going on in this whole craziness.
So this is a great point. Now, Fox Sports pointed this out. They're going on and on about how 16 years old, the father was 16 years old. Bernard Tomic was born in 1992. This took place in 2010, which means that he was 17 or 18. So I think I've worked out the problem with Bernard Tomic's career.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that he doesn't have talent.
Yeah.
It's just that he can't count. So So when he's serving in a match, right, and the umpire says it's 15-40, he goes, sweet, I'm up here. I'm going to win this thing.
Yeah, you've uncovered it. He's not a little...
simple bit of Kumon. The bloke would be number one in the world.
Now, before I talk about the world's most unfortunate injury in the Sydney CBD last night, Ed, I need you to just share the fact you shared with us.
No,
share
it. Don't sidetrack. Do this.
I'm not sidetracking. No. I'm speaking to the
music.
We're
now sidetracked, so for the purpose of just...
It takes 10 seconds. We could have known it by now.
It's a good fact.
I have a fact about Compton. Compton, known for being where NWA is from. Yeah. Referenced mm-hmm. In that song. It's about, you know, it's famous for being where the sort of gang culture in LA started. My fact is that Kevin Costner, the actor, was born, well, not born, but grew up in Compton.
There you go. Yeah. See, it wasn't so hard, was it?
It was very hard.
Granny
learned
something new.
Is your blood or a crip?
Yeah, see, now we do all this.
A 34-year-old man was injured. This is crazy. After he was just living his best life on the corner of York and Margaret Streets around Wynyard on Saturday evening when a tree fell on him.
Not just any tree.
A huge ass tree in Hyde Park tree. What are the chances? When you're living your best life in Sydney, except maybe I might get run over by an out-of-control taxi or a Deliveroo driver.
Giant rat might assault you.
A giant rat.
Steal your watch.
Drag
you. But you don't expect a tree to fall on top of you. This is insane.
Yeah. Oh, no. 18 metres tall, 22 metres wide. Oh. It's the size of a building almost.
He's lucky he only got a broken shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
He really is.
Mm-hmm. And witnesses heard an enormous cracking sound, looked up as the tree, timber!
Right across the scapula.
Let her finish her sound effect.
I was
effect.
Halfway through my sound effect.
Sorry, it was good.
And Ed maintained eye contact with me while I did it, and he was enjoying that
he
sound
was on
effect.
Board. I was enjoying it. I was just adding another layer of audio.
Did I ask you to join me on the sound effect? Did I say during the song?
After the third or fourth second of I thought it was time.
Well, she was going.
Oh, okay. So who's worked in radio longer, me or you?
Exactly.
Who's worked in broadcasting longer, me or you?
Honestly, stop it.
Who'd like to go home? Me or me?
Wait, we are talking about nature.
Yes. When has nature attacked?
Attacked. Could be hailstorms. Could be a tree. Could be a giant cloud emptying all of its contents onto you and waterlogging your ear, and then you've got an ear infection. I was riffing, guys. I was riffing.
That's a good riff.
Thank you very much.
So, now that you two have made up over that, Grant Denyer, have you been attacked by nature?
Have you seen me drive a Lotus?
Yeah, okay.
I hit a tree.
You hit a tree.
Yeah.
So you attacked nature pretty much.
He jumped out. I saw his little roots moving. His little roots moved and it crawled out onto the road and I was like, that wasn't there before. Last time I came past here, bang.
Yeah, you hit a tree. You hit a tree at 140.
And
we know.
Broke your back.
60, 160.
160. That was a different one. So have you been attacked by nature?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, people are going on and on about how we should get back out there, but maybe we shouldn't.
Maybe it's stay indoors.
It's dangerous out there in nature. Grant Denyer, what's going on?
Oh, kids are back to school, everybody. Good news.
Yay!
Frazzled and broken parents everywhere are rejoicing. Because, as you know, it's hard to maintain a normal life when you've got kids around. Because kids are interrupters.
Especially your kids when they open doors with bobby pins and walk in on you when you're doing a poo.
Yeah, or trying to have sex.
Or trying to have sex.
Either or. They just seem to be ruining it everywhere. Ed, do you find Arnie, is he always interrupting you, like when you're just trying to do stuff?
Yeah. I told you the other day we tried to grab my – we did grab my urine stream.
that happened.
Yeah, it was rough going.
And then you weed on him.
Yeah, coated. And then the wall.
Yeah, it was rough going, mate. Yeah, he's an interrupter.
And for you, like, you are so lucky. Like, you've got the most amazing wife in the history of the world, Graham. Like, Shezzy, like, you are a busy man, and Shezzy has taken on a lot with those two girls.
Well, we got a bit of a grade 5 interruption the other day, or level 5 interruption, because she was doing a radio interview with Beck and Cozzy at our sister station in Adelaide just the other day when little Sailor burst in with the most back-to-school question, and she needed an answer immediately. Is it sports socks or is it normal socks day, Mum? And it couldn't wait. Have a listen.
I did. Yeah, I am. Sorry, my kids.
Are you flying a light aircraft at the moment, Chezzy?
No, if you could just land. To walk away from my kids. They're asking if they need sports socks or school socks.
I'm always trying to walk away from my kids.
Beck and I recommend not walking. Run. Your legs are longer. They won't catch you.
They're too quick. Oh. School socks. Thank you, Taylor. Inside.
She was still at her. Sports socks or normal socks?
Because for your kids, it's totally normal that their parents would be doing a radio interview. Like, it's like no big deal. Who cares, Mum? I need to know about my socks.
So cute. This is the angry tone that Sailor was now starting to use as she wasn't getting a response because Mum was live on air.
I prefer how you basically treat them like pets. You finish most sentences whenever you hear you guys, if you call you when you're at the farm, with inside.
Get all the Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Today FM's Alpha Box.
Alpha Box. 7:06 Today FM breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London. Grant, let's give away some cash.
30 seconds, 10 questions and you could win 10 grand if you can get them all. Kate from Penrith is now going to have a swing. How are you this morning, Kate?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Good news for you. Your letter you're playing for today is K for Kate.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see if we can get you the cash.
Fingers crossed.
Here we go. Thank you. Name a male celebrity.
Carl Sanderlands.
A clothing store.
Katie's.
A TV show.
King of the Hill.
An airline.
Pass.
Electronics brand.
Pass.
An occupation.
A king.
A bird.
Sorry?
A bird.
A bird. Pass.
Mm. Who's going to chat to her at this point?
Off Ed? To a great start.
Ed, you got something to say?
It's so hard.
I haven't heard of that first one.
The celebrity, we also would have accepted Ed Cavalier. That's got a K in it.
Yeah, it's got a K in it. That's also on this show.
Anyway, bad luck. No money today, so that's a shame.
Some would say K for karma, Kate, perhaps.
Yes. Good on you. Good on you, Katie. Well K done, for Kate God. And $300. Well played.
Thank you.
Good on you. Have a nice day.
Another chance to play Alpha Bucks as well. Yeah. Ed smiling through gritted teeth.
What a legend.
Seven on Today FM Breakfast.
Oh, up next. Now, there are plenty of ways to describe someone.
But he's 29, he's a videographer, he's got brown hair, muscles, lovely blue eyes.
No, he's a virgin from Married at First Sight.
Yeah. Every Sunday night in a London Brian household is spent with me sitting on the couch, A, itching because I'm allergic to the fabric, but B, usually screaming or crying over Married at First Sight and my favourite, well, second favourite because Mel's got to be our favourite because she used to work here. That's favourite right. person on the show so far, Matthew, is in studio. Now, welcome, young man.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
There is so much to you, so many facets, yes. I'm sure, and it frustrates me that we've just gone with the one thing that to me is not a big deal, the fact that you're a virgin. Mm. Are you sick of it at this point?
Oh, not really. I knew what it was going in. Like, I knew that was going to be the focus.
It was,
you know, a seemingly strange thing, and like looking at the promos, it's not a virgin, it was the
20, virgin. 29-year-old virgin. And where did you write it on the application form? Is it at the top? Did you write in red pen, P.S. I'm a virgin? Or does it ask you, are you a virgin? And you tick the yes box.
No, none of those. It was actually what's, you know, a big secret about you that no one else knows. And that was my biggest secret.
Wow.
So it was actually interesting going into this. That was something that I hadn't told anyone, none of my closest friends,
what?
My family,
really?
Anything. So a lot of my friends
see,
found out for the first
know.
Time when they saw the promo.
But oh, what about your mum? You still live with your mum?
Yeah.
She knew?
Well, they could have made an educated guess, but it was definitely an awkward dinner conversation. It was not something I'd actually spoken about until after.
What did she say? When your mum sort of found out, what was her reaction? Was she like, oh, hey, what's going on?
My parents, my sister, they all knew that I was quite reserved and I'd, you know, struggled with bullying.
Okay.
And they knew that. I didn't really get out much, so it was an educated guess.
In your situation, why did you end up waiting so long?
I just shut myself off. Mm. I'd gone through some things that had left me quite hurt, and I had sort of figured if I don't let anyone in, I can't be hurt.
Yeah.
So I got to that point where I just shut myself off, and it's almost like I refused to feel emotions. I refused to let people in and. To allow myself to get hurt.
Right. So you shut yourself off in the gym? Because it looks like you just shut yourself off in the gym.
You're saying you
I'm saying you've got a great body.
Yeah, that's she's changing tack pretty heavily
sorry,
here.
Sorry.
It definitely became a coping mechanism and an outlet. Like that's something I started in high school when I was being bullied. And that's something. And that was the thing. Like, a lot of me going to the gym was motivated by this negative fuel of people used to pick on me because I was small and because there was something wrong with me. So I would just keep going to the gym. I just wanted to get bigger and I just wanted to get stronger. And unfortunately, that negative fuel, whilst, it helped me change my body, when I finally reached a point where I should have been happy, it was like the most hollow feeling in the world because I'd been doing it for the wrong reason. I wasn't doing it to feel better about myself. I was doing it to prove other people wrong.
You got a lot of self-awareness and you see your past things. What did you do? What did you do to get yourself to this point?
Like, I've done a lot of different modalities of therapy, like kinesiology and tapping and
behavioral move therapy. Away, boys. This is my area. Continue, Matthew.
And it's but a lot of it came from just a conscious decision that, okay, I don't like where I am now, and where I am now is a direct result of all the decisions I made to this point. Yeah. So if I want to do something different, I want to be someone different, I have to start making different choices.
Well, maths is a pretty out there decision.
Matthew, we've got to do rapid fire questions because we do need to let you go. Mm-hmm. Question one, you're still wearing the wedding ring. Let's see the finger.
I am.
You still, okay.
Yeah. Lauren's lovely.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren and Matthew, have those two done things physically?
Oh, you'll have to wait and find out. I can't spoil
it. It's harder to crack than Melissa. Oh. Just...
Okay.
So one of the bases has been visited of all the four bases.
There's four bases. You should
There's
know
four
that.
Bases.
Yeah.
Bases. God, I don't even know what they are. Like
kissing, touching, fondling, downstairs, and then penetration.
And penetration.
He's taking notes.
E-M. Well, I thought rapid fire went really well.
Maybe I should take some notes.
Scatterfire. Matthew, you're an interesting bloke. Yay. Good luck to you.
Love Thanks, you. Guys. Well done.
Yeah. And Married at First Sight back tonight, obviously 7:30 on Channel 9.
Yeah.
This is being made such a big deal of.
Virgin.
It's in capital letters.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not that big. Maybe it's not A, not that uncommon, and B, not that big a deal.
Yeah, I absolutely, and I've said this from the start, and maybe it's because I grew up in a kind of religious household, I absolutely do not think it is a big deal, and, you know, I don't think we should be making such a huge deal out of it.
Right. So are there any, is there anyone else listening who is a virgin?
Yeah. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
No. Goodness, no. Be interesting to hear your story.
Yeah, and why? I mean, some people will be religious, some people just haven't met someone, or you might have a reason, like Matt, which I found profound, that idea that he'd been bullied, and that's something that was like innately had hurt him on the inside and caused him to shut off.
Yep.
So if you're a virgin, as always, safe space, would love to chat to you, 13 10 60, get a whole heap of movie tickets as well, so we can hook you up with those if you call us.
Great.
If you're a virgin, we want to talk to you next.
We just had a really interesting chat with Matthew from Married at First Sight, who had his marriage on air last night. He is the virgin. And he was talking about his reasons for holding out. A lot of it had to do with being bullied growing up and being scared to be vulnerable. And we've all found this really interesting because so many people have, you know, different sexual histories, zero sexual histories, and it's all for different reasons. And we love hearing from you guys and hearing your stories. Eliza is 31 years old. He's on the phone right now, and she is also a virgin. Thank you for bravely calling up this morning, darling.
No, that's okay.
Great. Now, a lot of people will first of all assume that you are religious, which is fine. Are you a religious person? Does this have something to do with your choice?
No, not really, not at all.
Wow. So how did it come to be, this situation of yours? What were your struggles?
Yeah, very similar. Like, growing up in high school, I was bullied, so I kind of closed off to protect myself. And then I kind of threw myself into health and fitness, like changing my looks and trying to build myself up externally. But I kind of never opened myself up to kind of meeting anyone. And over the years, I've kind of built up this major hurdle now that I'm too scared to kind of commit to anyone, or not even that, just to open myself up so that I could meet somebody potentially. I just kind of assume that they're all just out there for one thing and they're not there for a long-term relationship. So I'm just finding it really, a really hard thing to get over.
Have you found that in dating situations that's been true? Like, you felt pressure, or you felt like they just wanted one thing? Have you had bad experiences, or is this something that you think you're making into a bigger thing in your mind?
I think I'm making it into a bigger thing. Like, I guess I've been on dates younger, like I'm talking about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
The guys kind of, maybe it was just an age thing. They were kind of out for that kind of thing. Early 20s, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's more, I'm just scared and I think I'm still hurt for some reason, yeah.
And so you said 8 years ago. So when was the last time that you did go on a date, Liza?
That's about 8 years ago, exactly.
8 years ago. So your whole 20s, you basically didn't date.
No, I threw myself into sport and health and thought, you know, my time will come. And now it's kind of like I don't even know where to begin.
And do you want to have sex? Is this something that you're actively thinking, yeah, I want to experience this? Or is it, do you think you will?
Yeah, I mean, it's more than that. I want to have a relationship with someone, and I certainly want to have a family. Like, I see, yeah, you know, I'm in my 30s and I can see my friends have all got little kids now, and I want that, definitely. I don't have the confidence. I don't even think to go that far at the moment.
So does the idea of sex sound exciting or just frightening?
No, it sounds exciting, but I think
it's got to go with something else, doesn't it, for you, Eliza?
Yeah, I want the emotion.
Yeah, it's got to go with something else, which is absolutely fair enough.
Exactly. I think being in my 30s, I don't want to, yeah, I mean, even though I haven't really gone there, I just don't want to waste my time doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I think it all comes back to the fact that everyone's got their own past and their own story, and you need to respect where people are coming from, and it's also a reminder to be kind to people. Like, when are growing up, when you're 20s, treat people with kindness so that we don't create a society where everyone's got these issues and carrying it around. They're trying to fix all these external things. We all need to do better. And Eliza, I think you've been so brave.
There's someone out there for you, Eliza. I'm sure there is.
Thank you. I certainly hope so.
Good on you, Eliza. Have
Thanks
a great
so much
day.
For calling up.
No worries. Bye.
It's the highlight of the Super Bowl for people like me who know nothing about American sport, however, love an over-the-top expensive performance by an artist. I love JT.
Yeah, enough of the halftime. It's about the game.
No one cares about the game.
I care. I am fired up for the Super Bowl. I am really excited. But we've got ourselves our very own expert, Fagan. Don't laugh. You're an expert. You're in head-to-toe LA Rams gear.
Yes.
Now, you are an Aussie girl that loves the Super Bowl. Now, why are you your mic isn't on, though, MC. Now you are.
Sorry, go Rams.
There you are. Now, why do you go for the LA Rams so much?
I lived there for 2.5 years, only 3 years.
Okay.
And they just came back to LA when I was there.
So what does that mean?
Fun fact. Okay.
Better be fun.
NFL.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun for people who like NFL. You can trade NFL team. So a county, a city can buy an NFL team and they pick up the whole team and move them to another city.
So you could be living in, St. Louis, and then you move across the country to LA with all your teammates. It's expensive. Imagine the moving costs.
Well, let's not focus on that.
Expensive.
You're right. But anyway, it's a real sore point. Now they're in LA. St. Louis fans not happy, but they've been in LA. They used to be in LA, then they sent to St. Louis. Now they're back in LA.
Well, LA didn't have an NFL team for ages, so it was really exciting.
So is everyone happy when they were like, we've got a team?
Yeah, they were really excited.
That's nice.
They didn't have to go for the 49ers anymore. So
are the Patriots the most hated team in America? Why does everyone keep saying that? What have they done wrong?
Well, I think they're just annoyed that they've won so many times and they've been in the Super Bowl 10 times. This will be the 11th time they've been in the Super Bowl and they've won 5 of that.
Yeah. Is that all because of Tom Brady? Like, is that why they always win? Because everyone says he's like worth his $180 million. Is he that good?
He is that good, unfortunately. Everyone's waiting for him to retire so that they get a
I thought he did retire.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe now, this might if be the last I'm, one.
See, I only ever watch a halftime show, but if I walk past a TV at work and it's on, what's something I can like yell at the TV so people will be like, oh, Lando's cool. She knows NRL.
NRL.
I self-corrected.
If you were going to walk past the TV and yell that you knew something about NRL, you go, put down the powder. Put your pants back on.
What can I yell, Nat Fagan?
Touchdown. Go Rams.
Go Rams.
I'm trying to think of something else. But
and can you explain, you know how they go and then stop and then
So there's two teams. Oh, so in one team, really. So there's an offense, defense.
Yeah.
The aim is to get 10 yards each time. So there's a yellow line on your TV screens.
Yeah.
So if they pass that yellow line, then they'll go back to the beginning. So they get four plays.
You get another go.
In rugby, you get 6 tackles,
but you get four and you get to reset. It's very exciting. So if they get to reset, they have the ball for longer. So if they each time they're aiming to get that 10 yards, get over that yellow line.
And that's why the big strong guys put their heads down and just push through the people.
Yeah, and the quarterback throws those big passes.
And that's
down.
Tom Brady.
That's Tom Brady. Well done, Anne.
An expert.
Yeah, she's done it. She's pushed away from the mic on that one. Now, the other thing is the things you can bet on. So you can bet on the game, Fagan, but we know that you can bet on the length of the national anthem, if it's going to be over 1 minute 50 or not. You can bet on how many times Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, will be shown on screen.
Really?
Oh, there'll be a lot of that.
Over three. The colour of the Gatorade thrown on the coach at the end.
Oh, yellow.
When they do the national anthem, whether or not the microphone will be on a stand or not on a stand.
Oh,
you can make money on these things. Whether or not Adam Levine will be wearing a leather jacket when he comes out on stage, or whether he will not be wearing a leather jacket.
Are you serious?
Yep, you can bet on the amount of models that Leonardo DiCaprio goes home with after the match. And the other thing is the ads. Fagan.
Oh, I love
the
ads.
So it's millions and millions of dollars.
So
and you've been
money.
Over there for when the Super Bowl ads are on television. Yeah. It's like $10 million, $5 million for one spot, isn't it? It's huge
it
in
is.
America, these ads.
It is amazing. And the ads, there's one on that TV screen right now for Stella Artois. With the
Sarah Jessica Parker.
She's always working.
They're amazing. And they're actually kind of entertaining.
And this
as well.
Year, you're right, celebrities. They've got Sarah Jessica Parker.
Cardi B does one all the time.
Cardi C, D, E, F, all of them.
Backstreet Boys, Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper. What are the chances? And so now, this year, $5 million, I'm going to preview the first Super Bowl ad.
What?
No one's
have
got this.
What do you mean?
You
hear this? $5 million, you're going to hear this. Pull it down.
Not
quite. Thank you, Fagan. Go.
No worries. Go, Rams.
Extra laughs when you download and subscribe to the Today FM Breakfast Podcast. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
He was a weather presenter on Sunrise, a race car driver, hosted Family Feud, and much, much more.
I'm on the TV.
These are the Denya Diaries.
Okay, today's entry is a good one. But if I was to pose a question to you two first, who do you think is wilder, Shares or me?
Shares. Like,
you.
Who puts themselves in danger more?
You.
Like, who's crazier?
You.
Oh, okay, and that, okay.
You passed out in an airplane on Sunrise.
You drove a car into a tree.
Twice. Yeah. You bungee jumped out of a helicopter. You're insane.
Yeah. Well, I've got to correct you there. Let's back it up, sister, because it's actually Shez.
I'm going to need some proof, Darl.
Here is a little tale to shed some light on this particular scenario. Okay. Let me just start how all good stories start. Shez and tequila don't mix, okay?
Okay.
Good start. Right?
She turns into the life of the party, but she also turns into an extreme machine. It was 2008, and Shez's best friend had locked herself out of her apartment, her eighth-story apartment. And so Shez thought she'd come up with a brilliant plan to scale the outside of the building.
Very high.
Mm. We just started dating. I didn't know who I was into. Was she the most exciting thing that I'd ever met, or could she possibly be the worst thing that's ever happened to me?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure at this particular time.
So were you there? Were you like actually at the best friend's house?
I was there. Okay. And when she raised the idea, we laughed it off as being surely this is just ludicrous. And I turned around. When I turned back, she had gone.
Oh, God.
So this is what she did. She goes to the floor above us, nine stories up.
I don't like it.
No.
Knocks on the door, says, "Hey, mate, do you mind if I borrow your balcony?" And old mate says, sure, whatever. Goes out. We are now observing from another level, from a balcony, watching my now wife, climb over the balcony. Her grand plan. There's road below. There's cars below. She's now on the outside of the balcony. She's climbed over. Her next part of the plan was to use her hands to slide down the railing. You know, like when you're in jail, you hold the bars?
Yeah.
Kind of like slide down. And now, because she's still too high, like she's still too high above the balcony below, right? So her next phase is if I swing my legs back and forth and I get a rocking motion up, if I drop and let go at the right time, providing my legs have swung slightly in the direction of the balcony below, I will land on the inside of the balcony below.
And how were you feeling at this point watching her from the street?
I had triple O on speed dial. I'm about to watch someone die right in front of me.
Oh, God.
This is not going to end well, because who in their right mind decides to save the day by doing this?
Yeah, no one.
And?
She's swinging back and forth.
She's doing it.
Here we go. Yeah, she's there. She's there. One, two, three. She lets go. She lands on her bottom on the balcony railing below. All right? So she could go back, she could go forward. And there was just enough inertia that she stumbled onto the inside of the balcony rail, landing on the balcony below.
Your wife is a psycho. That's where Scout gets it from.
Yeah, totally. This is not me. Don't blame me. It's not my genetics.
Yeah, you take calculated risks.
But she rescued and saved the day.
Okay.
That's not the
hashtag
moral.
Drink responsibly, of course.
Yeah, do not absolutely, if you are listening,
don't do any of that.
Not even think about doing something that crazy at home.
And how have the so-called Denya Diaries just turned into you tipping a bucket on your wife every time? Yeah. It's meant to be about you. For the last three out of four, I've been, hey, my wife's nuts. In, got this, my wife's nuts.
In next week's Denya Diaries, how my marriage ended.
Yeah, I think I just heard. Last night, married at first sight, we bobbed up and we have our little code word. You give us a call, you win yourself $500 and...
Dominga. Hey, Dominga.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, sister. Do you know the code word that was on Married at First Sight last night?
Rings.
It is. $500. Well done.
Yay! Yeah. Thank you so much.
And there'll be another one tonight as well, another code word. So great. Make sure you watch 7:30, Channel 9, Married at First Sight.
Just put Dominga on hold. I want to ask her a question in a second. So last night, the big one, obviously, Grant, was Elizabeth and Sam.
Yeah.
Now, Sam is the guy who says he's cursed by his good looks because women don't take him seriously, which is why he got on Married at First Sight, to be taken seriously.
Obviously.
Now, he's been paired with Liz. Liz is super confident, they say, but whatever. But she's always got boys who aren't over their ex-girlfriends. Is there something, is a lot of that going on, Ash?
Not really. I think maybe maybe the excuse they're giving her when she's a bit too full on and they go, oh, I'm still in love with my ex.
Now, but Sam is being called Australia's most hated man today for something that he said about Liz to his friends. So, he's a pretty rough going, Sam. Let's hear what he had to say.
Who is Leighton Hewitt? Who is?
No, that's Bernard Tomic's father.
Before we play the actual grab, I should say, for those who didn't watch it, she's a very slim girl.
Very slim.
She would be thinner than most. So let's just...
Absolutely.
She looks amazing. She's beautiful.
And then Sam was talking, was it to his mates?
Yeah,
it was to his friends. Yeah, it was an odd...
Yeah, it was at the wedding reception.
It like, was.
Terrible place to be delivering
down.
This sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Off to the side, he said this about her.
I've never really dated girls, I guess, as big as Elizabeth in the past, to be honest. Maybe I'll get her running in the mornings or something with me, drag her out of bed, I don't know, but she'll be right.
At this point, I turned the TV off. I was so angry that I grabbed the remote off my husband and I turned it off and I was so angry. I just thought there's got to be some sort of a duty of care by the network to not put filth like that onto the television. Disgusting.
Like, what's he expecting? Like, she, like a stick, like she has
she's
a
beautiful.
Wonderful thin body and he's parading and peacocking with this sort of gear.
He's
he
awful.
Sucks. He's
even went to the point, like she's thrown the red lingerie on after the wedding ceremony, so she was ready to consummate the relationship. But he went as far as by saying, I hope she doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with this unit?
Like, in any other situation, you go, oh, okay, you want to, you know, like, get to know each other first. That's fine. But he lost me when the first thing you say to your mates, and I get that lads, you kind of whatever.
No, that's not
disgraceful.
That's not lads.
And his lads should have told him, mate, stop being a dickhead. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, maybe she should take up running away from him.
Yes.
That is the best. I'll send her some ASICs. I'll send her some running shoes today. Get
it's
away
just
from
disgusting.
Him. It's just gross.
And you know what? Like, guys, if you're listening and if your mate says something like that, call him out on it and just say, get over yourself. I'm angry.
Fair enough, yeah. Phil Shorten was on the ABC on the political program The Insiders, which I'm sure we all missed.
Okay.
while it was on... A cameraman fainted. Have a listen.
Do you know, Barry, for example, that we're handing back bigger tax refunds to 10 million Australians than the government's currently offering?
Hit somebody.
Collapse. Sorry, we're just going to go to a package and we'll come back to you. We've got a bit of a problem in the studio.
Whoa, that's a big fall.
It sounds like he fainted on every camera and light and tray in the whole studio.
How good is it?
It's amazing.
And it's also, if you're Bill Shorten, you're like, yeah, I'm that boring.
Yeah.
People are fainting.
Do you think part of him thought he'd fallen asleep? Like, not again.
Yeah, not again.
Wake it up. Get the smelling salts.
So I have never fainted. But I know that we were just chatting off air, but I know that both of you have fainted.
Absolutely.
So I want to talk to fainters. Mm-hmm. If you're a fainter, 13 10 60, where did you faint? Yeah, or maybe you're some of these people that faint all the time.
Yeah, like there's always when you did school photos as a kid and they lined you up on all of those big, you know, levels.
That's
there was
right.
always one school person photos. At my school that fainted.
That's so true. I remember the same thing. The or really long assemblies, you know, when they just go forever and ever, one drops, bang.
I've got a really awkward story about when I fainted. I don't know if I can tell it on the radio. I'll have to think about a PG way to tell it, but it was...
Okay.
I was on full display.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. 13 10 60. And Grant Denyer, I'll tease your story for you, okay? Because I know a bit of it.
Okay.
Grant Denyer is going to tell you about the time that he fainted in front of Australia's most favourite celebrity.
Yeah. Wow.
And embarrassed himself to no end.
And if you've fainted, 13 10 60. Love to chat to you next.
Have you ever fainted on 13 10 60? Because yesterday on an ABC political program, Bill Shorten was giving an interview and one of the cameramen fainted.
Do you know, Barry, for example, that we're handing back bigger tax refunds to 10 million Australians than the government's currently offering?
Hit somebody.
Collapse. Sorry, we're just going to go to a package and we'll come back to you. We've got a bit of a problem in the studio.
We shouldn't laugh.
I feel terrible for laughing.
I hope he's okay. That's we all laugh.
He's okay. He got checked out. He's all fine. It's funny audio.
It's elaborate. So, Ash London.
Yeah.
When did you faint, my friend?
I was seeing the lady doctor about a year ago. And you go in there and there's a special seat you stand in where you put your feet up in stirrups pretty much so she can get a good look. And I was a bit overwhelmed. And while she was having a fiddle, I just passed out.
Oh.
And I came back. I don't even know how long I was gone for. And nothing hurt. I was just so overwhelmed.
That's a stress reflex.
Yeah, and I just, it was all a bit much. And out
you went and back in.
Out, yeah.
Okay, so Daryl from Quakers Hill.
Daryl, how you going?
Yeah, g'day, mate. When did you faint?
No, it was my primary school's 10th anniversary. We had a very long assembly and it was the first year I was in the choir.
Oh, no.
And we did a performance of The Emperor's New Clothes.
Classic.
I was one of the guards and I was right at the front and we'd been standing there all the time and bang, I just passed out during the performance.
Did the show go on?
Yeah, it did. And I must have been carried by a teacher or something because I just woke up, you know, sitting off to the side a little bit later and... Yeah,
that your parents, every after that, your parents are like, well, we can't go to performances anymore because you faint. That was their way of getting out of it.
Yeah.
Daryl, well played. Now, Sam from Glenmore, where'd you faint?
I actually took my friend to the hospital in an ambulance because he'd broken his rib.
Oh, God.
So we're waiting in the waiting room and I walked outside to get some fresh air. And as I was walking back in, I fainted and hit the ground and the glass door on entry was hitting me in the head. And also, I got the bed before him because I
Oh, you're great, Sam. Okay, Grant Denyer, bring us home. When did you faint?
All right, I was having some cigars with John Farnham. He likes to indulge. I don't smoke, okay? So these were big things, these big, thick cigars, about the size of my wrist. So I was having to draw back so deep. I was trying to show off and impress the king. And I obviously didn't have enough oxygen in my bloodstream from the smoking. And I hit the deck in front of John Farnham.
Amazing.
And then Chezzy picked me up and says, all right, we've got to go. Jumped on a plane. And I was like, I don't feel very well. I get up to go to my seat to go and splash some water on my face in the toilet. And on the way to the front of the plane in the toilet, I collapsed in the aisle.
Again, what a legend.
And the stewards are like, it's normally Grant Hackett that faints on these flights. not Grant Denyer. What on earth is going on?
Guys, that's us done. We are out of here.
Sure.
Love you.
The Today FM Breakfast Podcast sounds great everywhere you are in Australia. And now you can discover your own backyard for less with the Qantas Australia-wide sale. Book by 11th of Feb at Qantas.com or visit your travel agent. T's and C's apply.